Blackstone Publishing presents Why They Marched, Untold Stories of the Women Who Fought for the Right to Vote by Susan Ware. This book is read by Bernadette Dunn. Dedication to Anne Firor Scott, born 8 months after the ratification of the 19th Amendment and an inspiration to women's historians ever since. Prologue. A Walk Through Suffrage History. In the spring of 1919, just as suffrage leaders were facing the final, arduous process of winning ratification of the 19th Amendment, Carrie Chapman Catt and her longtime companion and fellow suffragist Mary Garrett Hay bought a farm in Westchester County called Juniper Ledge. The estate in Briarcliff Manor, which featured a 20-room house on 17 acres of land, was an easy 90-minute train ride from New York City. Hay disliked being so far away from the city, but Catt, who had served as president of the National American Women's Suffrage Association, NAWSA, since 1915, relished life in the country when she could tear herself away from suffrage politics. "I am in love with the place. It is isolated, quiet, restful, and gives promise of fun. There isn't much of any level land. God designed it for tired nerves, not profit." Soon, she came up with a creative use for the hilly terrain. Suffragists had a deep sense of history. They started collecting documents to chronicle their decades-long movement well before its ultimate conclusion was assured. In many ways, they were our first women's historians. Juniper Ledge testified to that historical sense. Soon after moving in, Catt commissioned a series of 12 metal tree plaques to memorialize the giants of the suffrage movement. Later that summer, she carefully installed them throughout the property. Taking a walk in the woods with Carrie Chapman Catt was like taking a course in suffrage history. The placement of the plaques reflected both the lay of the land and Catt's estimation of her favorite foremothers. Starting out from a cow pasture, the path followed a lane towards a high rock above a small brook, which Catt conceived of as an altar. Right behind the altar were four majestic trees, with the one in the middle being especially noble. Catt chose that tree for the Susan B. Anthony plaque, which said simply, "To Susan B. Anthony, who led the way."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?